What is getting someone to watch your YouTube video in the first place? If you don't get the click, nothing else matters. This, along with the two other mistakes we're going to cover in this video, are the reasons why I see a lot of YouTubers not bringing in views and leads with their channel. So make sure you stay until the end of this video, because the last mistake is one that you might not have thought of, but the most important one to know. First and foremost, these mistakes are easily fixable, but you need to know what they are so that you can avoid them in the first place. So after you watch this complete video, you can adjust your YouTube strategy and make sure that you get back on track. All right, mistake number one is not creating a thumbnail for your videos or not spending enough time designing your thumbnails. Now, the first step to growing on YouTube is getting the click, right? Getting people to actually click over to watch your video in the first place. When someone is scrolling on their homepage or if they've searched something in the search bar on YouTube, they get all these options that pop up on their page, right? And so as they're scrolling and deciding which one they want to watch, there are two things that come into play here. Number one is your title, and number two is your thumbnail. Now, we as humans are very visual people, so the first thing that is gonna catch our eye is going to be the thumbnail. Once the thumbnail catches our attention, then we're gonna look down at the title and make sure that it matches and it's answering the question that we're searching for, or it's intriguing and maybe we wanna continue to watch that video. So when creating your thumbnails, I want you to think to yourself, is this eye-catching? Is it bright? Does it stand out against the other similar videos around this topic? Does it make your ideal client on the other side that's searching or looking for this problem or this solution think, oh yeah, that's something I've been wondering? Or does it make them think, oh, that's really interesting, I need to find out what the answer is? Or does it make them think, oh yeah, that's gonna solve my problem? If your audience isn't engaged right off the bat, it's gonna stop them from clicking and starting that relationship with us from the very beginning. You could spend hours coming up with the perfect content idea, writing the script, editing, filming, and all the things, but if you don't get that click, then nothing else matters. So if you currently have videos up on your channel that do not have a thumbnail, please, please, please make sure you go back to your channel and edit them and add a thumbnail. I have other videos on my channel that show you exactly how to create an amazing YouTube thumbnail, and I'll make sure to link them in the YouTube cards above here for you. Now, what if you already have thumbnails on your channel? Well, what I want you to do is I want you to check how they're performing. If you've been following me for a while, you've probably heard me say that it's really important to think about data over drama. So I want you to check your analytics. I don't want you to get too precious about the thumbnails that are currently on your channel. I really want you to let the data speak for itself. So when you go into your analytics on the back end of your YouTube studio and go into your video itself, I want you to look at the click-through rate, so the CTR. This is going to tell you how many people have clicked to watch your video when they're seeing it in search or on their homepage or wherever. If this number is really low, I want you to think to yourself, how could I improve this thumbnail? Could I make the colors brighter? Could I put less text, put a better picture on it? Take some time to study other thumbnails within your niche to get some better ideas and see how your thumbnail could be better and stand out against the crowd. Taking the time to do this step is crucial, and it's going to make the biggest difference in the success of actually getting people to watch your videos and get into the back end of your sales engine. When you're creating videos in the future, I want you to start thinking about your thumbnail as you're writing your outline or as you're writing your script or as you're thinking of the content idea itself. When you start to do this, you're gonna have different ideas pop up into your mind, and you can actually start to plan it ahead of time so that when you sit down to actually design it or you hand it off to your designer or whatever, you kind of have a rough idea of what you want that thumbnail to look like. Another really important thing here is to add the thumbnail creation into your workflow so that you don't forget about it and it doesn't become a last minute addition when you're going to publish your video. I see that happen all the time where people have created their video and they spent all this time creating this amazing video, and then when it comes to the thumbnail, they create the thumbnail 2 minutes before they post their video onto YouTube. Instead, I want you to add thumbnail creation into your workflow as you're planning so that it becomes part of your process and you're putting a lot more thought into that thumbnail. If you want to learn my exact YouTube workflow that I use for myself and I use for all of my clients, you can check out my YouTube Fast Track Formula Toolkit below. All right, mistake number two is giving up on your channel way too soon. Now, I'm sure you've heard the term consistency. thrown around by basically every single expert out there on the internet, right? But the reason is because consistency really does matter, and it really does make a difference on every single platform that you want to be advertising on, including YouTube. They don't want to see that you uploaded 5 videos today and then 6 months from now or a year from now, you upload 5 more. They really want to see that you're consistently uploading value on a regular basis. Whatever that consistency looks like for you is totally fine. Maybe that's once a week. Maybe that's once every 2 weeks. Maybe that's once a month when you're just starting out. The reality is that you just need to create a consistent schedule and stick to it. And as you get better at creating videos and you have a workflow in place, you can start to increase the amount of videos that you're creating. Just like when you're saving money and investing your money and there's a compounding effect with that money, the same thing goes for your YouTube videos. When you're creating videos consistently, that compounding effect means that YouTube's going to reward you, and you're also going to have more videos to share with more people, which means more views, more subscribers, and more leads. Now, what I see happen a lot of times with people is they get really excited and they start their YouTube channel, they start video creation, but they don't really have a process in place. So what happens is they create all of these videos, maybe they create 6 or 7 videos, they throw them all up on YouTube, and then they feel a little bit burned out because they're not seeing the results that they want instantaneously, and they give up. YouTube, just like any other social media platform, does take time and does take consistency. You aren't going to see mind-blowing results after a month or two of putting up videos. If you look at every single successful entrepreneur that has built their business from YouTube and is successful on the platform, they didn't just upload for 6 months and then give up. They really put consistency in uploading every single week until they reach their goals, and then they moved the goalpost and they continued building their library of videos. So I want you to think about this for yourself. YouTube is an amazing, amazing tool to not only build your business, but also build your authority, bring in leads, allow you to make passive income. It really can open the doors to so many opportunities, but with those opportunities does come hard work. It does come with consistency. And if you want to learn how to make this easier on yourself and how to get a process in place for yourself, you can definitely check out the links below to my different programs and different tools available. Now, I promise you that if you put in the work and you upload consistent, valuable content, you will see results in your business. All right, mistake number 3, and this is probably the biggest one that is stopping you from bringing in leads and seeing success on YouTube. It's creating the wrong type of content. Now, as a YouTube strategist and coach, I teach you how to bring in leads on the back end of your YouTube videos, not how to go quote unquote viral with your YouTube videos. Although that can happen too. So if you want to be bringing in leads to your business, you need to be creating videos that are attracting the people you want to have as leads. You want to be attracting your ideal client. So what really needs to be happening is you need to be thinking about your ideal client in terms of their customer journey. The mistake that I see happen a lot, and I was definitely guilty for this when I first started my channel as well, is that most people out there on YouTube are creating content for the top of the funnel or the beginning stages of your customer journey instead of creating content for all the different stages of your customer journey. Now, let me explain this. So let's jump over to my whiteboard and let's map it out. All right, so let's map out what this customer journey is going to look like. So this is a standard sales funnel, okay? So we have traffic coming in here, right, at the top. And then as people come into here, they slowly drop off, right? So down here is actually where we make money or we make a sale. And these are all leads coming into the sales funnel. But as people continue to funnel down here through email or however you decide to nurture them, they're going to fall off. So people are going to kind of fall out of the sales funnel. And only a certain percentage of them are actually going to become a sale. So when we think about this in terms of our customer journey, we have top of funnel, middle of funnel, and bottom of funnel, okay? And like we said before, the people at the top of the funnel are going to be less hot. They maybe don't really know who you are, what you do. Maybe they don't even know that they have a problem yet, or they're just starting to scratch the surface with how-to content, maybe dipping their toes into whatever it is that you do. And so we need to be creating content for these top of funnel people. But then we also need to be creating content for middle of the funnel people and bottom of the funnel people. Because when they're at these different stages, they're going to be looking for different things. And we're going to need to nurture them in different ways. So let's go through an example together. Let's say that you are a coach who helps moms connect with their babies and recoup after childbirth, okay? So kind of a specialized niche. How would this work for you? Well, when someone's first had their baby, they might not even know that your kind of service exists. Maybe they don't even know that they necessarily need a coach to help them, but they're feeling very overwhelmed. They just had their child. They're trying to connect with their kid. They're feeling all of these things, right? And so they go onto Google and they start searching for how to get my baby to sleep through the night, as an example. So that is top of funnel content because they have a problem, but they're not really sure that you even exist yet. They're just kind of looking for help, okay? And so that's top of funnel content up here, which is important because it's going to start the sales funnel, right? But then if we were only creating content for these people up here in the top of funnel, we're forgetting about all the people down here. And yes, these top of funnel people could be nurtured down into the bottom, but we also want to be meeting people where they are because our ideal client might be at different spots along their customer journey, right? They might be top of funnel, middle funnel, or bottom of the funnel. And so we want to create content at all three spots. So if we continue with this analogy, right? So we have top of funnel content, how to get your child to sleep through the night. And then we think about, okay, well, if someone was in the middle of the funnel, maybe they've, you know, their kid is about a year old. They have started to figure out how to connect with them a little bit, but they're wondering how to kind of take that relationship to the next level. They're kind of looking for more help. Maybe they've been reading some baby books, some toddler books. We could create a video that's called Connecting with Your Child When They're Learning to Walk, because that's, again, meeting our ideal client where they are in the middle of the funnel, okay? Then we want to think about, okay, what is the next step or the next part of the customer journey of that same person, right? So now they've had their newborn, the baby's about a year. Now maybe they're thinking about having another child, right? And maybe they're worried about how having a new child is going to affect their relationship with their first child. And so you could create a video called Thinking of Having Another Child, How Is This Going to Affect Your Firstborn? Okay, so do you see how each piece of content is directed to someone at each stage inside the customer journey? This is what we want to do with our YouTube content. We don't only want to be creating how-to content all the time. We want to be thinking about where our customer is in each stage of life and how we can create content related to their thoughts and their feelings and their pains and their goals at each and every single stage. This is going to allow us to reach a larger audience and allow us to nurture the right people at the right time. And that really is what marketing is all about. Once you are speaking to your audience at the right time, they're more likely to want to work with you when you send them into the offer that's going to take them to the next stage of that relationship, right?